So the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, if there's not a Kohen, Elohu Lo Yises Kapav. The Mishnah says if a Kohen is the Shliach Sibor, he's the Chaz and he's leading services. If he's the only Kohen, he should not recite Birkas Kohanim. Why? Because when he turns around to face the congregation, the Tzibor, we're concerned he'll get confused and he might be able to, he won't be able to finish his job of Chazaras Hashas Sim Shalom. However, if the Kohen feels comfortable, confident that he won't get confused, he's permitted to do Birkas Kohanim. So comes along the Magen Avraham and says, Bizman HaZeh, that we have Sidurim, it's not an issue. It's only when they were daven by heart, then it was an issue. Today, all the Chazonim are classified as Muftach, as confident, because we have Sidurim. Rav Shua ben Levi says in Sota Lamech Hesam and Beis, that a Kohen who doesn't go up during Birkas Kohanim violates three mitzvahs, Kol Sivarchu, and Mor Lehem, and Zoma Shmi. So, in light of this Gemara in Sota, it doesn't make any sense that the Mishnah says that if he's only going in Shul and he's the Shliach Sibor, we're concerned he might get confused, and only if he's confident he will do it. Like, what do you mean? You're telling me because there's a remote possibility he might get confused, he should mevatel the mitzvahs aseh deraisa of Birkas Kohanim? The whole confusion that he might not finish Chazaras Hashas override the mitzvah doesn't make any sense. So what's the pshat? So the Rush says, we learn from here the term, it says, Emor Lahem, tell them that if a Kohen does not do Birkas Kohanim, he's a Mavato, a Mavetis Asi, is in violation of a mitzvah. But that's only if he's called up to do Birkas Kohanim. If the Kohen wasn't inside the shul, when the Shliach announced Kohanim, he's not in violation. So if you're in the shul, you're not called up. So therefore he says, so if the Shliach Sibor is a Kohen and he doesn't perform Birkas Kohanim, there's no violation. As long as no one calls up Kohanim, if you're right, but if someone did call up Kohanim, then he would have to. Then the Hagos Maimitz points out the Shliach Sibor would be obligated in that Torah to go up. In fact, that's how they enter the famous Ramah. Like, what do you mean? If you're not, because we're not sure on Besimcha, therefore we do in Chutzar, we only do Birkas Kohanim on the Yom Tovim. Like, okay, I don't have the Simcha for Tefillin, I still put it on. So that's what they explain, that the Chiyah Birkas Kohanim is only if someone calls you up. So if you don't call you up, there is no problem. So therefore, since we can't do the mitzvah properly, better not to be called up. If you are called up, you have to go. And in fact, that's how, that was part, I think, where Sternbuch wrote, in when we're talking about these porch minyanim, having minyan outside, it's a shayla, there's a road in between, or what's considered a siraf la'asara. So some of them, or I think it was Rav Sternbuch, that you should do Birkas Kohanim in the major synthesis, since you're not sure if it's a good tziruf, so the effort will be a bracha levatola. Aye, so what do you mean? Some avato, mitzvah aseh deraisa, Birkas Kohanim? Like, what do you mean? So the answer is no. We're not allowed to any mitzvah. If you don't call them up, there is no mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. If there is no mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, there's no problem. So that's based on the Rush. Yeshua's Yaakov, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, has a different pshat. Because when is one chayev in Birkas Kohanim in HaTorah? Torah? And more lahem, you need two Kohanim. So if there's only one Kohen, he's not obligated to do Birkas Kohanim. Therefore he says the Mishnah, which says the case, the Shliach Sibor is the only Kohen. And therefore, since there's no mitzvah in HaTorah anyway, we don't want to confuse you and not do Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore the Mishnah deals only with the case of a Shchiach Sibur, who's the only Kohen, but does not say what's the lacha be if there are other Kohanim present. So the Shulchan Aruch follows the position of the Maharam of Rumberg, who says when there are other Kohanim present who can do Birkas Kohanim, then the Shchiach Sibur should not do Birkas Kohanim if he's confident that he won't get confused. The Mishnah is lenient in allowing a Shchiach Sibur to perform Birkas Kohanim only if he is the only Kohen available. So according to if he's the only one, so then we allow him. But so he's saying the Mishnah is only Mako when he's the only Kohen, but if there are other Kohanim, then he shouldn't do it. The Yeshua Yaakov takes a totally different approach. He says, the Mishnah, so according to what we're saying here, we're only concerned about when he's by himself, we're concerned, but if he's confident, we let him go. The Yeshua Yaakov says, no, if the Mishnah, yeah, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Maharam Rumberg, who says when there are no other Kohanim, when there are other Kohanim, then the Shchiach Sibur should not do Birkas Kohanim. And he learns the Mishnah is lenient in allowing to do Birkas Kohanim if only he's the only Kohen available. All right. And the Yeshua Yaakov says the Mishnah is only concerned about the confusion when the Shchiach Sibur is by himself. Since in that case, there's no mitzvah in HaTorah to perform Birkas Kohanim. However, in a case where there are other Kohanim present, then they're all under the biblical obligation to do Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, in such a case, in that case, the biblical mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, which is incumbent upon the Shchiach Sibur, overrides the concern. So when there's a Birkas HaTorah bin HaTorah, so there are other Kohanim, that's when we're concerned about the confusion. But if there's only one, so then it's only Drabbanan, so therefore we're not concerned. That's the whole discussion. What does it mean? When are we concerned that he might be confused? So the Maharam says it doesn't apply to it because we have Siddurim. But the Kash is, why were we concerned anyway? It seems to be a mitzvah in HaTorah. So the Rosh says, no, it's, we're talking about a case where the Nebi said Kohanim, so therefore there was no mitzvah in HaTorah. And only then we'll go out for compensations. But if you did call Kohanim, we'd have to, we won't worry about the Shchiach Sibur getting confused. Or the Yeshua Yaakov said, based on Rabbeinu Peretz, the only time you chayiv in Birkas HaTorah amel lehem, if you have many Kohanim. So the Mishnah is only talking about a case where there's one Kohen present, and then we worry about the confusion. But if there are many Kohanim, so then we won't worry about it. So that's what it comes out, that we see Birkas HaTorah, to fulfill Birkas HaTorah, you have to have a mor lehem, you have to be called up, or else there is no mitzvah. And if to fulfill a mitzvah in HaTorah, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, you still do Birkas Kohanim with one, but it's only a din midrabanan according to them. And there's a debate whether you call Kohanim a Kohen if it's one Kohen. But the Yeshua Yaakov says it's only deraisa if you have two. If you have one, it's not deraisa. And the rest says there's only a mitzvah period if they're called up. If they're not called up, there's no problem of a bitu. And that's why in a situation, let's say with the porch minyanim, it's a shiloh of a suffix bracha of atala, so you avoid the whole shayla by not calling the Kohanim up.